I wanted to talk about this Anna Nicole Smith tragedy.
All right, go ahead.
Well, obviously, this is a fallen American icon, much in the way of Marilyn Monroe. If you follow their careers, you could see there's some similarities.
Yeah, I'm sure some people would say a lot of people compared her to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's obviously there's been some tough incidents for Anna Nicole in the past several months with her son dying and with the various lawsuits. So whether it be her house in the Bahamas, the obviously ongoing litigation against the family of her ex-husband, a billionaire who asked that his money go to Anna Nicole, and his family came in and selfishly yanked it out of her hands, and then this latest news that this woman is being sued, this woman is suing Anna Nicole for the trim spa. I think it was just a bit much, and I think it drove her over the edge, and we've really been robbed of a fantastic woman.
I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, you made some very good points there. There was a lot of drama that added up and could have driven her over the edge for sure. Do you think drug abuse played a role?
I don't know. I wouldn't be one to judge on that. We don't know all the facts. We're all waiting anxiously for the coroner's report. And it's an American tragedy. As well, I know my life is changed permanently.
Well, why has your life changed?
I loved Anna Nicole. I thought she was a very sweet woman. She obviously had a rough time of it embracing fame. Her body was unbelievable. I have every copy of Playboy that she would grace the cover on. And I'm a collector. I have her pictures from various tabloids throughout the years. I do have all of the episodes of her reality show on video cassette. And I just know that my dream won't come true now.
Well, what was your dream?
Well, I was hoping she'd show off those glorious cans again in another edition of Playboy, but now it's not going to happen.
Well, don't you think you're looking at it kind of the wrong way? I mean, this is a person we're talking about. She left a kid behind.
I just know that I have my vintage copies of Playboy to give me. To get me through this.
Hello, you there? Okay, he's obviously preoccupied. Okay, could he cut? All right.